We can sue them for a lot of stuff, can't we?
Well, you know, this could get, you know, if we went down that road, we could, I mean, it could be messy. I would love to bring an ethics violation against the dead.
Can we sue NetAccess Corp for violating ethics?
What's that?
Can we sue NetAccess Corp? Can we sue NetAccess Corp
No,
for violating?
no. I mean, we could have a claim of business torts, violation of fair dealing or something, but it's very difficult. And, you know, to litigate that kind of thing is going to cost you
Yeah.
a lot. I mean, we're talking at least 50 grand, probably more.
Contingency basis?
No. Business torts don't get litigated that way. Okay. Now here's what the problem is, that if they turn you off, then okay, let's look at two issues. A, do they have the right to turn you off? And B, if they don't have the right to turn you off, what do you do?
Well now, if I don't, I mean, if I don't have to check them by end of today, i.e. midnight or so, I'm breaching the original
Well,
contract.
that's the thing. So the first question is, do you have to give them the check? There's an argument to be made.
But also, there's three other checks out there that need to be paid. So I can give them this check, and they can, you know, and there's other checks out there.
Right, and then you would say, well, basically what we'd be going for is we'd be going back to the idea of just pay this check and then hold off the next check when we have time to come up to argue a better deal.
Well, or we can say, you know, listen, your father agreed to this, and legal counsel, you're bound by law to it.
Well, yeah, no, they're not. I mean, that's a really tough claim. I mean, he just said yes, you know, in passing. I mean, the fact is, I think he was pulling the dickhead move of say what he needs to say to get the check, and then tomorrow he says he doesn't understand and we have no way of proving it, absent your little contingency plan. But, you know, we could make the argument that by them signing the security agreement, that they had agreed to go behind you. And just because we didn't know what the numbers were doesn't mean they can't be filled in later.
Right.
But the problem with that is that's a tough case. You know, the only reason why we did it that way.
Well, it's Colin, just so you know, I have no intention of going bankrupt, but I really want to fuck these guys.
Right. I think that what we need to do is this. Okay, we have two options, I think. Either come to an agreement where you'll subordinate your dad's debt except for $50,000, or just pay the $50,000 check and give yourself some more time to argue.
I say give myself more time to argue.
Okay. All right. Let's do that then.
Okay.
The only thing is, you know, you're losing some leverage by giving them the check.
But then there's still another $100,000 outstanding.
When is the next one due?
15 days.
15 days?
Yeah.
And how much are you going to run up in that 15 days of new charges?
An additional probably $80,000.
Okay, so you know what? You'll be in a better position.
Yeah.
Because you'll actually, they'll have more. They can't do anything, and they'll have more outstanding to you.
Right.
So we're actually, if you just give them a check, they don't have a right to turn you off.
No.
And then you can run up what is on the account, and you're in a better bargaining position.
In the meantime, file the papers with my father saying that I owe him $210,000.
Yeah.